And welcome back to the Catholic Guide. Today we are going to be talking all about what is Advent, because Advent is such a key and important aspect of our faith as Catholics. So our main question today is, what is Advent? So Advent is a preparatory time for Christmas, we are preparing for Christ to come. And so there is a key person in Advent, and that is John the Baptist. And today we are also going to get into who John the Baptist was too. So Advent is preparing for humans to encounter Christ, because in our everyday life, in our regular life, we are not fully prepared. We are not fully ready in the state that we are to encounter Christ. So what we do in Advent is go to Adoration, Mass, and Confession. You should be going to these more and more as a Catholic, but this is a special time when people come together and do this together. Advent is building up to what is about to come with John the Baptist. So you will be hearing a lot, and you heard it today in Mass, Advent, and you will hear it a lot. Advent is a time for preparation, but there's one key person, and that's John the Baptist. So John the Baptist was labeled as a weird man, right? And this is why, because he wore weird clothes and he ate weird things. But he said, prepare yourself for the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare for the Lord. And he started baptizing people. And this is so important. He started baptizing people. And that is where we get baptism. He eventually will baptize Jesus. But he says to the people that he's baptizing, I am baptizing you with water. The person who comes after me will baptize you with something more than water. And this person is someone that I can't baptize. I can't even wear his sandals. He is so important. So he is a messenger for Christ, just like any other prophet, like Moses and stuff. Elizabeth gave birth to him right at the time that Mary gave birth to Jesus. And Mary and Elizabeth were actually quite good friends. And so Elizabeth was like, okay, I got this message from God. I'm going to have a child, and his name has to be John. But her husband was like, I don't want that to happen. I don't want his name to be John. That's not a family name. How is he going to carry on my legacy? And so God said, you go away. Don't talk to anybody until you have this baby, and you will see that you need to name him John. And so he eventually names him John, and he comes out, and the people are like, why did you do that? He is not going to carry on your legacy without your name. And he said, God is calling me to do something. And this man, this boy that I gave birth to, is going to do great things and going to make the Lord happy. So John is the official preparer for Jesus to come on earth. So Jesus's parents, before this is also going to be going over. Jesus's parents is journey to Bethlehem. So there was a decree, and you'll hear this later on in the Gospels, later on this Advent. You'll hear in the Gospels that there was a decree that there was a census, and we do this in America and in states. And so I'm not sure how what amount of years it goes on, but there's a census to count how many people are in the town, how many people are actually living here. So the father of the house had to go. So he went. But he had to go with Mary. And Mary and Joseph were not married yet. And this is why it's so key and important, because that proves that it is that Jesus was conceived holy. And that is because Mary and Joseph weren't having relations like that. They were together, but they weren't having relations like that until they were married. And Joseph saw this and said, I can't be with you because I'm going to make you look bad. And she said, no, this is God's child. The angel called me and told me, you didn't do this. The angel, the Holy Spirit, came down upon me and did this to me, and it's going to be the Son of God. And so she did fully know that this is the Son of God, and this is what we are preparing for, and that this child is holy. So there's 4 weeks in Advent, and there's usually a week. And there's an Advent wreath, which is a wreath that will be lit at church. And this is a short Advent this year, and here's why. Because the fourth week is actually Christmas Eve. That's the fourth week of Advent. And so we're going to be preparing for Advent and preparing for the Christ birth. And the last week of Advent will actually be right before Christ's birth. And that's why it's so important this year. But it's really short, and it's getting shorter and shorter. Not really, but it feels shorter. Once you get older and realize how important this is, it gets shorter and shorter and shorter. So this year is important because it's a short one. Now, an Advent wreath can either have 5 or 4 candles. So an Advent wreath has these candles, and you light them every Sunday, marking the Advent. And some churches on Christmas Day will have a white candle in the middle, and they will light that one, and it's the largest candle. And that's to symbolize that Jesus is now here. And the whole thing that we were preparing for is completely complete. So, and Advent is also important for another reason. It is the new year, the new church year. This is when we start our new cycle of readings and our new church year, because we start with the birth, the living out, the death, and the aftermath. And so we are preparing for the birth, and then we will prepare for the death, and then we will get back around. And so we are starting a new year. And that is so important. So if you're new to the Catholic faith, you are here and are ready to start a new year. You are ready to start a new cycle. And so that means that there will be a different cycle of readings. And there's 3 cycles of readings in the Catholic Church, A, B, and C. And these are the different years. So that we can get through the whole Bible, they will have A reading, B reading, and C reading on all 3 years. So back to the journey to Bethlehem. Jesus' parents journeyed to Bethlehem because that's what they were called to do. And they went, and we'll get more into this on Christmas, but they went and they couldn't find a room, so they had to have this baby in a stable and in a manger. The perfect child was born in an imperfect place, in an imperfect world, to make this world perfect. So we are preparing for perfection. And if we really did encounter perfection in our lives, we wouldn't be ready. And that is why Advent is so important, because it's a time for us to prepare for perfection. Get our lives as perfect as we can so we can encounter Jesus. So I hope that you learn to encounter Jesus in this Advent season and throughout the whole new year of the Catholic Church. Thank you so much for watching this video. Once again, this is The Catholic Guide. Make sure to subscribe, hit the notification bell, and share so that you can get the word out to every single person that you know, all your friends. Share this video, because the word is important. His love is important. And I think that it is the mission to go to every single person in the world. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you next week on The Catholic Guide.